With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Future Media's Angie Scholtz is attending the 2025 Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition currently taking place in the capital. The event, running until Friday, has drawn over 2,000 delegates from across the region and beyond. Here she is.
Namibia's digital future depends not only on strong cyber defenses, but on the people behind them. At the Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference, Professor Atle Gambundani, Associate Professor in Cybersecurity at NUST, spoke on the importance of developing a comprehensive cybersecurity curriculum in our higher education institutions. Professor says building such a curriculum requires collaboration between universities, industry experts and government to ensure that graduates are job ready and equipped to handle the evolving threat landscape. As cyber threats grow more complex, education remains a frontline defense. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesse Chakanyago said on Wednesday that an African agenda, including climate change and cross-border payment systems, was still due to be discussed by G20 finance chiefs.
In the case of South Africa, the impact of tariffs are in two important sectors, the automotive sector and the agricultural sector. The nature of the response to that shock is not going to be global. It's going to be how South Africa itself responds to that, whether it is negotiating with the Americans and whether it is putting some forms of support for those industries. It is a national response and not a global response. As African central banks, we have decided that we are going to enable the movement of payments across borders, and we do that by building our own systems in the same way that Europeans do the same, in the same way that Asians do the same, in the same way that the Latin Americans do the same. We are doing it not to bypass anybody. We are doing it because it will facilitate trade on our continent.
The Secretary General of the Democratic Republic of Congo's ruling party, the Union for Democracy and Social Progress, has accused the country's former army chief of plotting to assassinate President Felix Tshisekedi.
The announcement of a plot to assassinate the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo comes a week after the arrest of several senior army officers. Augustin Kabuya, the secretary general of the DRC's ruling party, told a gathering of his supporters in Kinshasa that the former army chief, Lieutenant General Christian Chiwewe, confessed to planning to kill the president while being interrogated. The former army chief was arrested last week on allegations of plotting a coup. His arrest was followed by a crackdown on other army officers. Many people in the DRC have accused the ruling party of targeting officers from Katanga region, where former President Joseph Kabila hails. But the army has denied the accusation and said the arrested officers have a case to answer for violating the army code of conduct. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
From elsewhere, a Lebanese man convicted of complicity in terrorist assassinations in Paris in 1982 will be released after 40 years in jail. George Ibrahim Abdallah will be deported to Beirut next week.
Abdallah was arrested in 1984 and sentenced to life imprisonment in 1987 for complicity in two assassinations in Paris in 1982. Charles R. Ray, the American deputy military attaché, and Yaakov Barsamantov, the second secretary at the Israeli embassy, were both killed. George Ibrahim Abdallah has always maintained his innocence, but he has also assumed political responsibility for the attacks, calling them acts of resistance against Israeli and American oppression. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.